If you believe the dead can return to haunt the living, you're not alone. According to one poll, 45% of Americans believe in ghosts, and 28% claim to actually have seen a ghost. They show up in our movies,
I see dead people,
books, and Bone Thugs and Harmony music videos. As far back as we can trace human life, there's evidence that almost every culture has expressed curiosity about what comes after. Many people believe in them, but is there actually any proof that ghosts exist?
Welcome to Paranormal Outreach. Join us as we deep dive into paranormal cases and unsolved crimes all around the world. Here with you, former bounty hunter and now paranormal investigator, your host, Curtis Freeman. Viewer discretion advised.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today on Paranormal Outreach. I'm your host, Curtis Freeman. Today we have two special guests. We have Julie Ann Thompson. As you know, she was on our show before. She is a paranormal investigator and known medium. And we also have Emily Kirby. She's having situations where she's feeling things going on. She can't kind of explain things that's happening in her house. So we brought Julie Ann Thompson in today to help her kind of figure things out. So without no further ado, I'd like to introduce both of them to the show. Hello, Julie.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And hello, Emily.
Hi.
So it's great to have you both. So Julie, just to remind the audience what you do, you are a medium and a paranormal investigator.
Yep, amongst other things. I am a psychic, I am a medium, I am a card reader, and I do many divinational tools. I am a Reiki master, and I am a practicing witch.
So you have your cards full.
Well, you know what? I come by it honestly. I was born into this. So when you, you know, when you live it, it's just one thing leads to another. Yeah.
Okay. And Emily, you are currently living in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
Okay. What type of paranormal experiences are you currently having right now?
I pretty much don't hear noises, like walking around, and I also sometimes get the feeling that someone is there. I know I was at a sleepover with my friend, and something fell off like a fridge, her mini fridge in her room. And so I got the feeling that someone was there, and so we tried to talk to them, and I was filming it. So like on the phone is where we got the most action, but in person, I definitely felt like someone was there, and I felt pressure, like, on my back.
So when you say you felt pressure, like, did you get scratched, or, I mean, what type of pressure was it?
It was more like someone was pushing on my back.
You said things would fall off the refrigerator?
Yeah, we had just gone shopping, and so one of the grocery bags she put on top of her mini fridge, and it fell onto the floor.
So there was no way that she could have just had it leaning a little extra to the edge and have it fall off?
No, we were sitting there talking for a couple of hours before.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, what type of presence does it feel like? Does it feel like dark energy? Does it feel, you know, like what does it feel like when it surrounds you?
I can't really ever, I always try to like focus on like what the energy is, but I don't really think I've ever been able to tell if it was like a good feeling or a bad feeling.
Okay. And you also say that you hear noises. What type of noises do you hear?
Well, in, we clicks, and then also like furniture moving. And then when I'm home by myself, it's like walking down the hallway at night and walking on the stairs. And I've also seen like a doorknob move too.
Oh, wow.
But I don't usually see much. I mean, just hear.
Does the room smell any different when this is happening? Is there a smell to it, or is it a heaviness in the room?
Yeah, I definitely feel heaviness.
Well, what I'm going to do, Emily, I'm going to give you the floor and just kind of go over everything that you experienced from the time it started to now, to current.
I don't really remember when it started as like a kid. I remember every once in a while I hear a woman say my name, and that was even at my house that I was living in, like 4 years ago, that I was hearing that, and I haven't really heard that since, but since I moved into this house is really when it's gotten worse. And I know that there was an old man who used to live here, and he died in the master bedroom. And there's a couple of times where I felt him, like I was cleaning the bathroom, and I swear someone was standing right behind me when I turned around to say hello. No one was there, but I immediately got this feeling like it was him. And then sometimes at night, right before I go to bed, it's not really late, but I was just chilling in my room, and I get like that heavy feeling all of a sudden. And like, since I don't know much about this stuff, my first reaction is scared, so I can't really tell if it's a good or a bad energy. I can't remember a lot of other things that has happened, like the doorknob that happened soon after we moved in. There was the doorknob moved in, we were just sitting there staring at it, like if someone was going to walk in, and no one did. And we were looking out all the windows, and no one was walking away or anything. And then, so I live with my brother and his wife, and they live downstairs. And she says that ever since, like, I moved back, because I moved to Rock Springs, Wyoming for a little bit, and when I came back, she's gotten a lot of feelings that something is around, too, since I've gotten back from there. And she's been seeing, just dark figures walking around. And, I mean, I've never seen them, but I can definitely feel like they're around.
Does it feel like more than one that's constantly around you, or is it like you feel like there's one particular, what you want to call it, ghost spirit around you?
I definitely feel like there's more than one.
And now, so you said that there was an old man that died in your house.
Yeah.
Was there ever a point in time that you tried to make contact with him?
No.
Was there ever a point in time that you was in fear of him? I mean, at least if you think that the apparition that you are having issues with, have you ever tried to tell him, you know, this is my house now, it's time for you to go? Have you ever said anything like that to him?
Not to him. I have said that before, but it felt like it was with something else that was really scary.
What do you mean by scary?
Well, one of the times that I was scared and I felt like something was there, I said, hey, you're not welcome here. Can you please go away? And every time I say that, it goes away. But I don't leave that with the old man, because he doesn't scare me.
Okay. Now, you said you hear footsteps.
Yeah.
And now, when does the footsteps start happening? During the day, at night? When does that usually start happening?
I'd say the evening, like after, like between like 8 and 9.
Is it always around that time?
Not always.
And where is it at? Is it in the, like in your living room or the upstairs? Where would that be at?
My room is at the end of a long hallway in our house, and so I could hear it walking towards my door down the hallway, and then I've also heard way more times on the stairs that we have.
Okay, and did you ever step out to see if anybody was there?
Yeah, every time I always try to catch something, but I've never been able to see anything.
Have you ever used any type of equipment to try to, say, film what's going on in your house, or like audio, try to catch EVPs? Have you ever used any of that?
No, I haven't, because I feel like I don't have enough experience. And then only like just now I've been wanting to investigate more. So it's only been really recently, so I'm just now saving up the money to buy stuff like that.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked, because, I'm paranormal investigator along with Julie Ann Thompson here. We do investigations on haunted locations. The very basic type of equipment that you can get that's fairly cheap is like, you can get an audio recorder. You can spend $20, get an audio recorder, take it out, put batteries in it, press record, and just leave it sitting there. And just walk around, ask questions. And what would happen is, if there is somebody in your house that is trying to make contact with you, it will respond to your questions. You will not hear it, but you'll be able to pick it up. You'll be able to pick it up on the audio recorder. So that's called an EVP. That's one of the most easiest ways that you can connect to the other side. The other way is just buy you a handheld camcorder, put it on a tripod, put a USB or a tape inside of it, and just press record and leave it there and walk away. And if something is walking down that hallway, you may catch it. Now, some cameras come with what we call a night shot or night vision, or what they call a nighttime mode. And what it does is it records at night. So it could be pitch black, but the camera has a special light inside it that will light up the camera in pitch darkness. So whatever's walking around, you might be able to catch it. So those are the easiest, cheapest ways to get equipment that can, help you see if there is something in your house.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at nighttime, have you ever been touched? Like, say you're sleeping. Yeah. And, have you ever been touched by something that's not there?
No.
Okay. So, at this point, we're going to go to a commercial break, let our sponsors talk, and we'll be back right after this commercial break. Hello, hello, everybody. It's your host, the one and only Curtis Freeman from the show Paranormal Outreach. Hey, check this out. I'm here today to tell you about a platform that everybody should be using. I even started out on this platform. It's called Anchor.fm. Know why? Because if you ever thought about becoming a host of a platform show, you need this. Why? Because it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Why is that? Let me explain. Because it's free. It's totally free to start. No credit card required. Another thing is, their tools will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your cell phone or your home computer, whatever one you prefer. If it's from your phone, you can be out in any location. Doesn't matter where you are. Or you can be at home in your little studio and create a podcast right from your computer. And the best thing about it is Anchor will help you distribute your podcast. And it will bring it to the heads and the faces of the biggest podcasters out there, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from this also with no minimum listenership. That's right. Start making money, guys. Do what you love to do and make money while you're doing it. Anchor.fm has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So do this. Download the free Anchor app and go on to Anchor.fm and get started today. And hello, we are back with Julianne Thompson and Emily Kirby here on Paranormal Outreach. I'm your host, Curtis Freeman.
Okay.
So let's get Julie to weigh in on what's going on and what's happening with Emily.
So Emily, how old are you?
23.
23, okay. And may I ask, have you had things happen to you forever, or just since a certain time frame, living in a certain house? I mean, what's the backstory on that?
I definitely say it was the house since I moved to this house, which was 4 years ago.
Okay, and did it start gradually? Was it did it happen right away?
It was more gradually.
May I ask, is there any kind of burial site or cemetery or funeral parlor, anything like that around that house?
All I know is that there was a dog that was buried in the backyard.
No, that's not what I meant, but no, that's okay. That's
hopefully that's not what's walking around.
No, absolutely not. So what else are you experiencing yourself? I mean, because didn't you say your sister, or was it sister-in-law, was hearing things?
Yeah, she's been hearing walking up the stairs too, and she's also seeing like a black figure downstairs.
Okay. And the man that died there, do you know anything about him? Did he have issues with walking or with his legs at all?
No, I don't know much about him.
Okay, that's fine. So when I was talking to you earlier, I tuned into your energy, and I tuned into the energy at the house, and I was able to pick up almost immediately a very old woman who was around you. And it's interesting you say that, because when I see her, she presents herself all in black to me. She is someone who is very stern. She's got some anger about her. And the worst part is she's confused. So when you hear all that walking, that she does not know where she is. But she does know that you are aware of her. And this is why she tries to make herself known to you. She's frustrated in that she hasn't had anyone to understand her plight, and that she's sort of stuck there. So has anything else happened personally to you? Do you get fraught with bad dreams? Anything that is personal to you, or is this all things that happen outside of you, so to speak?
Yeah, it's mainly outside. I don't really have any. My dreams are. Sometimes they're weird, because sometimes they can come true. And then more recently, I've had dreams about people dying around me.
So give me an example, if you would, of you've had dreams and they've come true.
The one I can think of right now is my friend's ex, who at the time I hated him, and I had a dream that him and I had kissed on a trampoline in my backyard. And then a couple months later, I started liking him, and we started going out, and we were hanging out in the backyard on the trampoline, and We kissed, and it happened exactly how it happened in my dream.
Okay, is that the only time?
I know there was a couple more. I just can't remember them right now.
Okay, alrighty. In what I'm feeling, and I can do a lot of, you know, sort of remote work, and immediately I tune into this older woman who is quite frustrated. I think what would behoove all of you in the home is to, do you have any metaphysical stores around you at all? And do you know what I mean by that? Which stores or stores that sell, you know, rocks and crystals and that sort of thing?
Not much that I know. I know that there was one, but it closed down because of the COVID stuff.
Okay, I asked that because I'm feeling like you really need to have that house cleansed. And you need to get someone who is very talented in being able to cross spirits. Because I can tell you that the activity will ramp up. The more frustrated this woman gets, the more noise she is going to make. She is definitely trying to make herself known, but she's also someone who had a very stern personality to begin with. She watches you. She watches all of you, but you would know this because you would feel like at times someone was staring at you, or you would feel a presence near you. You know how the hair on the back of your neck stands up?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have felt that, but that was something that you would feel when she got close enough.
Yeah, I definitely have felt that.
She's very curious about you, but she is also, I mean, think about a dementia patient. I think this is the closest that I can really relate to you. She's very confused because this is not a home that she grew up in or that she knows anything about. And this is why I asked you if there is a cemetery, a burial plot, a funeral home, something around you, because she is quite literally lost. She could well have died a long, long, long time ago, and there may have been another structure where that house is now. I mean, that's how long this woman's been around, and that could also be cause for the confusion for her. But at any rate, she is quite frustrated, and it would definitely be a kindness from you to help this woman cross. For that, you'll definitely need a very talented medium, or you could also find a shaman who could help you. The house would need to be cleansed as well, because there's some residual stuff there also. You're not wrong in that there's more than one energy, but there's only one that is actually quite aware. But the other stuff hanging out still isn't going to do anybody any positive things. Does anybody in the house sort of have a temper issue with anger?
Yes.
Yeah, and this I feel very strongly. And this is something that if they even had it naturally, it would amplify even more because of the energies that are around you all right now. And so it's going to be really important that you get that house completely cleansed and that you cross over whomever is willing to go. A really gifted medium will be able to oust people even if they don't want to. And I think that's going to be advisable for you guys in this situation. Because like I said, it's going to get worse and it's going to permeate in different ways. It would not surprise me if people in the household started to have nightmares. And in fact, it wouldn't surprise me if someone there, who is the male, because I'm feeling the male is already having a lot of symptoms of this.
Yeah, definitely. My brother.
Okay, there's a male in your household. He's being really affected by this. Not only in anger issues, but depression.
Yes, yes.
And I can feel that around him quite a bit. He's also got a lot of anxiety, like he's really wound up and he doesn't know why. And that's one of the things that makes him very hair trigger with the anger. Not all of this is his. So I would wager he was not like this forever until you moved into this house. Would that be correct?
I feel like he's definitely had like anger issues growing up, but it's mm-hmm. more prominent now.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying. He's susceptible to it because it's, you know, at his baseline, but this is something they will work on and amplify because of the energy that he is immersed in. There's also something that goes on with the woman there. And I'm trying to feel it out. She's got some stuff that also goes on with her. Is she having the nightmares? Because somebody has already begun to have them.
I don't know. I know my brother's wife lives here too, and then there's also my mom.
Okay. There's a female that is being bothered by this already, and maybe you can find out who that is, or maybe there's someone that's not going to say one way or another. And I feel like it's more that. I feel like it's someone that wouldn't want everyone else to know. I almost feel like it's the mother that's in that home, only because I just feel like she's one of those kind of people that, well, they'll think I'm nuts, or is sort of a private person to begin with. Would this make sense for you?
Yeah. Okay.
So again, I mean, I can feel that this household is being affected by this, and it's not going to just stop on its own. And there are a lot of things that you guys can do, but to really clean it up completely, you need someone that really knows what they're doing. I would advise you most definitely to find someone in your area that can do that for you.
Okay.
I think things will get a lot lighter around there. And because I feel like there's a lot of tension in that household and a lot of sort of bickering. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could feel it. It's almost like you all feed off of each other, but in reality, something's sort of feeding off of you. And that sounds horrible, but it's pretty much what's going on. It's feeling like it's got free rein to do so. And so I feel like it really needs to be pushed back. And the only way you're going to do that is, you know, you have to have the house cleansed, but then you have to have the grounds cleansed also. So whoever you have in to do that needs to know that as well, because it's not just the house, it's the land as well.
So Julie, if I can step in, how can she cleanse the land?
Well, I mean, so someone that knows what they're doing, again, so whether that be a shaman, a medium, even a witch could do that for you. But so when you cleanse the land, it's much the same as when you do a house cleansing. But the only difference is, first of all, there's a lot of visualization that goes into it. There's a lot of prayer and intention that goes into it. And also, it will take... I always do. So when I do a cleansing of the land, I also will take clear quartz and I will put them in all four points of the property. So north, south, east, and west. After I've done, so you have to start in the house, do the cleansing of the house, and then the cleansing of the land, and then you need to bless it. So it is quite an endeavor. And it does take a little time, and sometimes it can take more than one shot, more than a couple shots. Because the thing about that is, you can't guarantee that. I mean, you can push something away, but unless you're crossing things over, they can come back.
Right.
So again, this is why it's really important to find someone who has done this for a very long time, who is seasoned and really knows what they're doing. And this will continue to plague all of you. And it'll get worse before it gets better, that's for sure.
And not only that, but when she tries to cleanse the property or even the house, it can eventually upset whatever's there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why in this particular case, I would not advise that you try to do it yourself. it wouldn't, I mean, I would seek a shaman to cleanse the land, but you definitely want a really good medium that could come in to be able to cross whomever, whatever is there.
So
they may work in tandem.
So, like, Emily, I don't know what your religion is, but would a priest be able to come in and help her with that? Say, like, if she don't have a shaman, or she don't know a witch, or she don't know, you know, anybody who could come in and help her. What if she can go to a church and, you know, combine in a priest and have him come and do it? Would that work, or?
Well, thing about priests, you know what? I will tell you, the Catholics got it right. When it comes to demonics, or when it comes to things that are particularly nasty, a priest is your best bet. But when it has to do with crossing over spirits that were once human, which is what I believe you have here, I don't feel anything even remotely demonic or anything that was not at one time human in this particular situation.
I feel that too, honestly.
What's that?
I feel that too. I feel like there's nothing, I don't feel like I'm in danger of actual harm.
Yeah, yep, and that's the truth. You're just sort of picking up on the energies of the negativity that is there. And that's just because, I mean, just think about it. If there was a gas leak, you would smell the gas, right? Because you're around it. So that's pretty much what's happening here, only it's energetically instead. So you're sort of absorbing that energy around you is just quite negative. And anything that anyone has, if you have depression, it's going to amplify it. If you have anger, it's going to amplify it. If you have anxiety, it's going to amplify it. So what you need is to reboot and cleanse and make that full of light and positivity so that you can all start to sort of heal from that and back off from that. But to answer your question, Curtis, the thing about Catholics is they won't do something like crossing souls. I think that is sort of outside their realm of belief.
Yeah.
So in this case, because there's not anything hugely nasty, could they come in and pray and help out? Sure. I mean, prayer is always a good idea. Can they put some holy water around? Absolutely. And maybe they might be able to do the trick. My thinking is this woman really needs to be crossed. I think this is half of her issue, because think about it. She's been so angry because she's literally lost. She doesn't know where she is. And if you think about it, if you had, say, dementia, and you kept kind of like, you know, where am I? What am I doing? It's only going to exacerbate her. She is the one walking around, but she doesn't know where she is.
So my question is, why? I mean, from what I'm hearing from Emily, it seemed like, and from what you're saying, it seems like the old lady is kind of attached to Emily.
Okay, so if I may, I do not necessarily feel as though this is an attachment to you, or exclusively to you. And I can tell you, if it were, you would be the only one that was having these kinds of symptoms and issues. So where everyone else in the house are having experiences as well, and I didn't feel that about you. I don't feel an attachment to you. And if it was something that was attached to you personally, you would have that wherever you went. So it would have been at your previous residence also.
True. Yes, that's true. Attachments follow you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't something have to happen to have something attached to you?
Not necessarily. Nope. Okay. Not necessarily. Attachments can happen in all sorts of ways.
I mean, we had attachments happen here when we did our investigation. So basically...
Oh my God, did we?
Yeah. Basically, Emily, what it means when something's attached to you, it may find something about you that it likes. And it's gonna stay with you. So an attachment means it's when something stays with you and you can't get rid of it. It's attached to you. So you need help to get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? So just like we had an investigation And this investigation was like beyond what we can ever think of. I mean, it was...
It is most definitely demonic presence.
Yes.
Most definitely demonic presence.
So after that investigation...
We proved that, actually.
Huh?
And we proved that, actually.
Yeah. Yes, we did. Because when we left there, something was attached to me. And even when I went to work the next day, a friend of mine who's a sensitive, he said, you know, I don't want nothing to do with you, just to stay back. And he wouldn't come next to me. He wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't do anything. So finally, when I got cleansed, I went to work. He came up to me. He goes, bro, I'm sorry. I just couldn't be next to you. I'm like, well, why was you running away? He goes, because you had a dark shadow over you. And it was just there. And it was following you wherever you was at. But the night that we had that investigation, I came home. I was sleeping. And something attacked me. So it can be something that likes you. Or something that wants something from you. And it's going to stay with you until it gets it.
I can tell you, I had a particularly nasty attachment that lasted something like 8 months. And it was so horrible. I had thing after thing after thing happen. I had a car accident. I had another car accident. I had my band broke up. My ghost hunting team broke up. Like, all these negative things just kept happening one after another. I lost my job. You know, like, these crazy things. And, you know, of course, you know, being who I am, I have a lot of friends in the field, and you know, people just said to me, Julie, you've got a really black, nasty attachment. I had to have some ritual stuff done by the witches, all kinds of things to go on to finally get rid of it. So an attachment, you would know. Everything around you would sort of fall to peril.
And you would have no clue, like, why it's happening. Like, things that you would never think would, how do you say, would just go downhill, it will start going downhill real quick. And you have no clue why. You're doing everything right, but it's just not working out. And it's one after another.
What I will say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just the past year, definitely things have definitely gone downhill. I wouldn't say as bad as a car crash, but I've lost my best friend. I can't even remember everything. But
was it?
Definitely kind of feeling. I'm not saying that I have an attachment. I'm just saying that is how I have been feeling.
I can tell you this woman is definitely interested in you. But again, that's because she understands that you can perceive her presence.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes her even more, you know, sort of intensely focused on trying to be seen or heard or helped.
They basically feed off of your energy. When you acknowledge that they're there, and you know, you start showing you're scared, and you start, you know, they like that. They feed off your energy, and it makes them stronger at the same time. So, but you said you never felt like you were scared, right?
Not when I felt the old man, but when I feel something that I don't know what it is, then my immediate reaction is I'm scared.
Okay. So if I was her, Julie, I wouldn't show fear, correct?
You know, the thing is, Curtis, I don't feel anything in the house that fear would make a difference to. I mean, when it's something that is really particularly nasty, that is definitely when you do not want to show fear. Or something in the house, or even if it had been previously human, that was trying to wreak havoc on you or trying to make you afraid just because they were a nasty human being in life. That's definitely when you would want to stand up. This, I don't feel like is like that. I don't feel like she gets any joy about anyone being afraid. I'm not sure she's even aware that it's making people afraid. She's really just sort of clamoring around just to get the attention, like, I'm here, you know?
So that's what you would call a poltergeist. if I'm correct.
I don't feel like this is poltergeist energy. I definitely feel like this is someone who is only here because she didn't cross. Then when she didn't cross, things became very confusing for her. Very confusing, and again, she's just sort of wandering around. And this is what you hear with the walking and the trying doorknobs. She's just perpetually wandering. And this is what makes her so frustrated. And if anyone has fear, I think it's probably her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like, but she's more scared. If she has more scared than me, than I am.
Maybe so. But this is definitely an asking for help, I feel like, in this situation. I feel like it's definitely an asking for help and not a haunting in terms of, I'm staying here, this is my house, and I will do anything to drive you out kind of thing.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
Is it possible to do a cleansing remotely?
Yes.
So it is. Okay.
Well, yeah, not everybody can do it, but is it possible? Sure, absolutely.
I mean, so now, Emily, has anybody else besides you witnessed, like any of your family members, have they witnessed any odd activity happening?
Mainly just my sister-in-law, when she's also heard the footsteps and seeing the black figure. Mainly just her.
And what are their reactions to that?
Well, she's scared too. She also doesn't know much about it either, so her immediate reaction is fear as well as mine.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, you definitely need to get your property or get your location that you're living in cleansed, because if it's causing fear amongst your family and yourself, you don't want to keep living in that. I mean, if it keeps going, like Julie said, things will get ramped up and more things can happen that is a lot worse than what's happening right now.
And I would caution you against, and as much as I hate to say this, because we are paranormal investigators, we're the team, but I would caution you against having a team in there. The worst thing about teams, if they are not seasoned, if they are, you know, people who are just curious and don't necessarily have a ton of experience, or someone on the team that is, you know, can sense energy, what can happen is, and I've seen it happen so many times, paranormal teams will go in and they'll provoke and they'll rile things up and they'll go, okay, thank you very much, we got our evidence, we're done.
Exactly, yes.
That's great for them.
Yeah.
But then you are left with the consequences of their actions.
Right, right. Yeah.
I see that all the time on videos and like TV, and I don't like provoking ghosts just to provoke them and then leaving. I'd rather just help.
Yeah. See, the thing is, Emily, with that is TV. Remember this. Remember the word Hollywood. Okay. Remember Hollywood. Yeah. That's all it is. When you watch that stuff on TV, it's Hollywood. There's probably like, I would give one, possibly two shows that actually do the real thing, and that's the medium there from Dead Files.
Oh yeah, she's fantastic.
And then the other guy, what's his name? Chase? Is it Chase? The guy with the glasses. He was on Paranormal State with those kids there. He's an older medium. I can't think of his name, but they, you know, I look at that show and I say, okay.
You're talking about Chip Coffee.
Chip, yes, that's who he is, yes.
Chip Coffee, yeah.
Those are the only two that I would say that are real, that, you know, that really does what they do. You know, they're not influenced by Hollywood. They don't try to make things more dramatic than what it is. You know what I mean? So, like, you do not. Yes, I agree with Julie. You do not go on a location and amp things up, get things wild, catch everything on camera, and then leave. Just so you can leave and have good evidence that your place is haunted, but what does it do for you? Well, what it does for you is it makes the ghost even more angry. Mm-hmm. Remember, because you got to sleep there at night. So, you know what I mean? You brought these people in, and you don't know what the turnout can be. You know what I mean? When they leave. They didn't help you.
And one of my favorite sayings is this when it comes to paranormal investigators. You know, don't take a genie out of a bottle if you don't know how to put it back in.
Yes.
Yeah. And unless you're working with people such as myself, such as, you know, talented or gifted witches or shamans, and unless you have someone on your team that can eradicate negative energies, it's really not a good idea. And the other thing about that too, it can actually be dangerous to people who are doing the investigations. If they don't know anything about protection, they can get themselves in trouble, and they can bring trouble upon you as well.
Yeah, they sure can. I mean, you know, what you're looking into, Emily, is a field that nobody really knows anything about. You know, when you start dealing with paranormal activity and paranormal cases and stuff like that, you really don't know what you're dealing with because you can't see it. So the best thing to have when you want to become a paranormal investigator, the best thing to have on your team is a medium like Julie, who can go in there and then just see what you can't see. And then you follow her lead, you know? So, but yeah, I would not advise to have amateurs or basically just have your friends come in and try to do like a seance. Do not do that. Like I said, because you do not know who you're talking to. And
trying to reach out and playing games. I don't mess with that because I don't know what I'm letting in.
Exactly. Mm. It's just like, don't ever use a Ouija board, you know?
Yeah, no, I've never touched one and I never will because I do not mess with that.
See, because the thing is, let's just say you use a Ouija board and you make contact. Whoever you make in contact with can act like a past relative or, you know, somebody that you've known that passed away. And they can be the nicest person to you. But really, you're dealing with something that's a lot more evil than what you think you're really speaking, who you think you're really speaking to. And then if you don't close the door that you opened, you're just inviting everybody in your house. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that, you know, if you don't know how to do it, don't use it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, like Julie said, try to make some contacts with some shamans or, you know, people that know how to cleanse houses and things like that. Because, I mean, you don't want to keep having this happening to you when it's making you and your family uncomfortable. And maybe you and Julie can, you know, switch information where if you have any other questions or if you need any other information or help, you can get in contact with her. Would she be able to do that, Julie?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'd be happy to help. But there's one thing I'd like to offer you right now, and it's very simple. It's called Ground Center and Protect. And that is a way of sort of at least protecting yourself in your own little bubble, right? So if you're feeling scared or if you're feeling that nervous feeling. So I don't know what your religious or spiritual affiliation is. However, this is how it goes. So what you would do is you want to ground yourself so that you are firmly, you know, firmly attached to Mother Earth. So what you do is you picture roots basically coming out of your feet and going down, 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 down into the earth and winding around the the very core of Mother Earth, so that you are now grounded in place and strong there. And then what you would do is start to visualize the white light of the Holy Spirit coming down all around you, just coming down, 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 down around where your feet are wound into the earth and back up around you. You picture that bubble of white light just permeating every cell of your body, and you take the time to feel it going through your head and through your neck and through your torso, and so that it becomes like within you. And you say a mantra or a prayer or an intention as you're having this happen. That is, you know, your own little protection bubble, and that would be a start.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely use advice on this. I mean, you don't want to be alone. I have one question for you, Emily. If you went to your mother or your brother and you said, you know, this is what's happening, and this is what I'm hearing, and this is what I'm feeling and seeing, what would you think their response would be?
Well, it'd be different. My brother, he definitely would, I would give him, tell him everything and, like, give him the advice that you gave me, and he would definitely, like, follow it and be like, yeah, okay, let's get this worked out and everything. But my mom, we all kind of grew up Mormon, and so she's very a Mormon person, and she doesn't really believe anything is going on.
Yeah, and that's what I was sensing, which is why I was saying she would not share with you if she were having any kind of issues going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
One more piece of advice. I think that it would really do your brother some good to have a personal cleansing, to have an energy cleansing, and maybe even a binding. And that's a whole other thing. But he needs some additional support.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think if you asked him, he would agree.
Yeah, maybe if you talk to him about it.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so what I'll do then is I can email you Julie's information. And, you know, if you have any other experiences that might scare you or confuse you or you don't know what to do, you know, you can just contact her. And, you know, like she said, she'll help you out.
And in also, I would definitely encourage you to do what you can to find people in your area. Even if you have a metaphysical store that's 100 miles away, people know people when you're in our tribe. So I'm sure that there is someone that can refer you. It's just a matter of, you know, sort of putting word out there to see who's around and who can do some help.
And you can, you know, if you have any other questions as well, you can always get in touch with me. You have my information. So you can always get in touch with me as well. So, but I wish you luck, Emily, on this matter. And
I just want to let you know that anyone that's listening, if you also have this kind of a thing going on and there's any kind of assistance needed, obviously, you know, get a hold of Curtis. But if you are looking for, you know, something more in terms of a medium, I can be reached at higherlove444@AOL.
Yes, definitely. Definitely get in touch with Julie. She amazes me on the stuff that she can do. I go to nobody but her. She definitely knows what she's doing. I have to tell this story. This is one of the most amazing things I ever seen Julie do. We was doing a paranormal investigation, and we was at a barn in Boston. And this barn was probably the most haunted place that I've ever seen. So we're walking outside, and the owner who contacted me to bring the team out there to do the investigation is talking to me. Now, Julie and the other investigators are walking in front of us. Now, she's probably about 15 feet ahead of us. And the owner said, one of the things that happened outside here on this land is a man died. He was stomped to death by a Clydesdale horse. So when we got past the barn, we got out in the open field, Julie stopped. And she's saying she feels pain in her chest. Like she was killed, or she was killed by a horse. I stopped in my tracks. I couldn't believe what she just said. Like, I cannot believe. There was no way that Julie heard us. And she totally said that I felt like I was stomped on by a big horse, which is a Clydesdale horse. And I know, you know, we talked about this, Julie, but I mean, I have to say it. Every time I talk to you, it just reminds me of that incident.
The look on your face and on our other investigative team members' face. I'm like, what? What do you want, you know? But I was like, you know, my head feels bad. My chest feels bad. I feel like I'm going, but this can't be right because this animal is huge. I mean, it looks like a horse, but it's huge. It can't really be a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, spot on. So Julie knows the game. She knows what she's doing, and she could be a tremendous help. So she gave me the email address. If you can give it one more time, Julie.
HigherLove444@AOL.
So guys, whoever's out there listening, if you need help, you can contact me at paranormaloutreach@gmail.com, or you can contact Julie. Please do so. Do not try to do anything on your own, because you never know what's on the other side, and you never know what you're dealing with. So,
amen.
That is what it is. So, Emily and Julie, I thank you for your time here on Paranormal Outreach.
Thank you, Curtis.
And Emily, if you need anything, please give us a call or email us.
I definitely will.
All right. So, thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice night. Goodbye. So there you heard it, everybody. Oh, what a show. What a show. It never phases me how the paranormal field is. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Anybody can feel or sense the other side. If the paranormal realm wants to make contact with you, it will. Like Julie said, things happen in prior times where, you know, somebody can pass away, but they don't know that they're gone, or they just don't know how to cross over, and you need that special person, like Julie, to help them cross over. So it was an amazing show. I thank you all for tuning in to Paranormal Outreach with your host, Curtis Freeman. Oh, what a day. So what I like to say is, Emily Kirby, I wish you luck. If you ever need anything from us again, please contact us or contact Julianne Thompson. And for all you listeners out there, if you need anything, if you're dealing with paranormal activity and you don't know how to deal with it, contact me. I'll give you my email again, paranormaloutreach@gmail.com. paranormaloutreach@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love you to come on our show and tell us your story and show us your case. We never turn nobody away. We are a community, we are a family, and we support each other. So ladies and gentlemen, please stay safe with this coronavirus. Please stay safe. So ladies and gentlemen, I understand it's a busy time of the year. New Year's is coming up. We just got past Christmas. You could have been anywhere in the world today. Instead, you're here with us on Paranormal Outreach with your host, Curtis Freeman. I want to bless you all. A wonderful night. And stay safe out there. Love you all. Take care. And goodbye.
You've been listening to Paranormal Outreach with your host, Curtis Freeman. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to our show on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Drop by and visit our YouTube channel and Facebook page to get more content. So stay safe and take care.